This is KUT. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick recently released his top 10 priorities for the 2017 legislative session. And now, with several hundred bills filed, we have some glimpses of how he plans to meet his goals. KUT's Ben Philpott reports.
Patrick wants a balanced budget, which is mandated by the state's constitution. So while low oil prices could lead to difficult choices, the budget must balance. He'd also like to see lower property taxes for homeowners and businesses. That could be tougher since the state relies on those taxes to pay the bulk of its education budget. Oh, and speaking of education, he'd like to see a voucher program passed so that parents can use tax dollars to move their kids to a different public school or pay for private school. Another priority, eliminating so-called sanctuary cities. President-elect Trump has issued a similar call. The problem there, what legally defines sanctuary city? Alyssa Steklich is a law professor at the University of Texas Immigration Clinic.
There isn't really a specific definition. It's certainly not codified anywhere or appearing in law.
Which means passing that definition could be first up for Patrick. A bill that defines what law officers must do when they encounter someone who's in the country illegally has already been filed. Patrick also wants to redo the state's current voter photo ID law. That law has been temporarily rewritten after federal courts found it was discriminatory. Even though that court case hasn't ended, Patrick has made photo ID a priority. Jen Clark is with the Brennan Center, which is involved in the lawsuit. She says state lawmakers should be cautious if they want to write another law.
I hope that the legislature pays attention to all of the complaints, including a subsidiary lawsuit that came from voters throughout the course of early voting and election day about just kind of the mess and the confusion of this law on the ground.
And finally, there's the issue that has pushed Patrick into the national spotlight. Bathroom use. Patrick has spoken often and loudly about his fear that allowing transgender people to use the bathroom corresponding to their gender identity will make women and children unsafe. He wants a new law to mandate that people use the bathroom that corresponds to the gender on their birth certificate. Chuck Smith is with Equality Texas, an LGBTQ advocacy group. He says the effort can only be used to discriminate since people are already protected.
There are laws on the books that already make it illegal for anyone to enter any public facility with the intent of doing any harm or any illegal act. And if and when those occur, those people should be arrested and prosecuted to the full extent of the law.
The chance of Patrick passing his priorities in the Senate are pretty high. But then it's on to the House, which may or may not agree. Oh, and he'll need a signature from the governor in the end. Ben Philpott, KUT News.